Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Dr. Valerie Parker Hagen, and I'm so glad to see another Tuesday. I have my co-host with me.
And good evening and welcome to this first Tuesday in the month of March. It's going to be a great one.
You know, it is absolutely the first Tuesday in March. I'm so delighted. You know, February was a great month, but March is going to be even greater. You know, everybody's looking for a breakthrough, trying to shift from one level to the next. And before you know it, we'll be in the summer. June will be here before we know it.
Absolutely. You know, and you got everything from March Madness to March, you know, March marching and all of these things. So this is an exciting time because it represents the fact of, you know, getting ready to come out of the winter and enter into the spring. And I think people look at that not only in its natural term, but even their own lives. So when you talk about breakthrough, people are poised for one right about now.
Yeah, so much has been going on since the March of last year. I think March will mark a whole year of this pandemic where the country literally was shut down for almost 1 year. And here we are standing. People have, you know, suffered some losses and aspirations that they wanted to accomplish. It was put on hold, it was stifled out. And then I said, well, you know what? March, the beginning of March, I think it's time for a shift. People need a breakthrough. So I decided to call my good friend, Dr. Stan Harris. He is the godfather. He is the king of kings when it comes to breakthrough. Dr. Stan, how are you?
I am blessed and highly favored, just like you. Business is booming, checks are zooming, and I'm looking forward to blessing your audience. Thank you for having me, and I tell you, it's going to be an incredible day. It's a great day to be alive.
Yes, it is. You know, we keep talking about breakthrough, and they call you Dr. Breakthrough. There are people going through in their relationships and their finances as it relates to jobs. But, you know, I had the opportunity of meeting your wife when you were engaged. And so how long has it been now?
12 years.
Wow, that's so amazing. Yeah,
so, yep, that's when I met my ABCD, my adorable brown caramel delight. And so it's been an incredible journey. By the way, we say we're a covenant couple building covenant relationships based on the covenant of promise. And we aspire to inspire breakthroughs even after we've expired. And I just want to give a disclaimer. As Dr. Breakthrough, and I happen to have my shirt on today. I don't know if you can see it there. There you go.
There you go.
But as Dr. Breakthrough, I can't provide the breakthrough. I just prescribe the breakthrough. However, when people follow the breakthrough prescription, God Almighty provides a breakthrough they desire and deserve. And a breakthrough is exploding through barriers that at one time seemed insurmountable. And a lot of people right now are facing a lot of barriers. And doc, I should say double doc. I remember, man, when I was broke, busted, disgusted, my life was a mess. And thank God for I started learning some principles about breaking through.
Wow. That's awesome. Now, you said you met your caramel queen. So how was that? Because you were already electrifying. And I know all the ladies was after Dr. Breakthrough. So how did you find your queen? How did you meet her? Because the word says he that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtains favor
of the Lord. So yes, my acronym for wife, by the way, W-I-F-E, walk in favor every day. Oh, come on, somebody. So how did I find her? Now, believe it or not, are you ready for this one? Online.
Ain't no shame in it. I met mine online too, and I'm happily married.
Well, watch this. Well, actually, yeah, I was a gentleman was mentoring me. You know, like most everything I do is high touch. You know, I've been blessed to speak in all 50 states, 28 countries. You know, been over 3 million miles. But most everything I do is high touch. And one of my mentors said to me, he said, "Doc, you know, if you don't travel and speak, or whatever, you don't make money." He said, "Dude, I can push a button and make $100,000 this weekend." I was like, "You will be mentoring me." So one of the things he told me when we were talking, he's like, you know, he said, "Man, you need to do internet dating." I was like, "Dude, you crazy?" I said, "Man, I got skills, man." I was like, "But I, you know," I said, "But I'm running for women, man. I'm just focused on business." He said, "No, no." He said, I understand about that. He said, but I'm telling you, if you're going to find a wife, a life partner through the internet, it goes all over the world, man. And so he said, that's how I met my wife. I was like, yeah, right. So he called his wife in and she said, that's how we met. I was like, seriously? But again, this is 12 years ago. So, I mean, it's a little more open now, but back then it was.
Right.
And so anyway,
right.
Make a long story short, that's how we met. And it was so funny. We so many places we would go, people were like, man, how long y'all been married? And we'd tell them, we was like, oh, what? And they like, really? Well, how'd y'all meet? I was like, you're not going to believe it. And every time we tell them the story, they're like, oh, my goodness, do you have a book? We're like, no. And after about 40 or 45 times, I told my wife, I said, the next time somebody asks, we're going to write a book together. So the next time somebody asks, I'm going to be able to give them that book because we, first of all, we're losing an opportunity to bless somebody. Secondly, we're losing an opportunity getting blessed. So guess what happened? Christian Computer Love came out. Avoiding the pitfalls, it says how to find the love of your life on or offline. And so we put this little book together just to empower people. But can I tell you just a quick little story what happened?
I'm waiting.
Okay, so I'm online, of course, and so her coworker said, girl, all you do is go to church and go to work. So they went online on a Christian site and filled out a thing for her. And she had no idea, right? And so when she got some emails, she looked at the email, she's like, wait a minute, what in the world? And she found out what her coworkers had done. And of course, she went in there, and so she... It was already there, so she changed some stuff around a little bit, you know. And so here I am. And there's a 30-day free day or free trial.
Right. That's how I did it.
Okay. And so it came down and said, you know, you're about to expire. And so she's like, oh, my goodness. There was hundreds of them. She's like, I don't even know what to do. And so finally she's like, wait a minute. This guy looks interesting. And the number, she looked up the number of Pennsylvania. Okay, great. I won't have to see anybody. I could just maybe talk on the phone. So she clicked on the thing, this sent me a message, or whatever else. And I never forget. First of all, when I read her profile, I was like, wow, she talked about knowing a woman's worth and talked about the power of a covering. I was like, who talks like that these days, right? And then I saw her picture, and I gotta be honest, I was like, yeah, right. I'm like, there ain't no way. That's the daughter's picture.
She's beautiful.
Well, thank you. But I said to myself, I said, now she looked half that good in real life. I'm like, it's over. You know what I mean? And so make a long story short, she called, left a message. And so I was like, and her voice was so soft. I was like, so I called back. I was like, this can't be your voice. And she's like, excuse me? I said, is this really your voice? Do you talk like this? And she's like, is something wrong? I was like, oh, no, it's nothing wrong at all. You know? So anyway, make a long story short, I was like, look, when can we meet? She's like, what are you talking about? You're in Pennsylvania. I was like, oh, no. I'm in Texas. See, she's like, oh, no. So, and you know, I'm pretty aggressive, right? So I'm like, look, I read your profile and everything else. That's me for breakfast. And so anyway, make a long story short, she called several of her friends. She got there early. She wanted to know what kind of vehicle I was driving. She did my license, sent it to her friends. They checked it out.
That's my girl. That's how you do it.
But we had a great breakfast, and I said, what are you doing for lunch? We had a great lunch. Hey, what are you doing for dinner? You know, and so we've been together every day since. You know, it's just been incredible. Matter of fact, not long ago, we were driving down the highway and coming from preaching somewhere. She said, baby, I think God may be just for you. And I was like, ooh, and I know he may be just for you as well. You know, so we're having a contest to see who can love each other the most. I told her I was winning. She said, no, big boy, it's a tie.
I love that story. Awesome. Computer love.
Christian computer love. By the way, I always like to say to women, by the way, in every man, there's both a fool and a king. And the wise woman will ignore the fool and speak to the king in the man. And I am not exaggerating, but when I got married, she started calling me her king. And I was like, I was uncomfortable. I was like, no, don't call me that. And she's like, no. And then, you know, Dr. Valerie, you know, she's a wise woman like you. Eventually, I started calling her my queen. So she's like, look, if the brother don't know who he is, at least I know who I am.
Right.
I'm going to help the brother out, right?
Wow.
So anyway, but that's the way it is. And we got an agreement. I said, look, if you ever try to leave me, I'm leaving with you. She said, no, if you ever leave me, I'm leaving with you. I said, can we make an agreement? She said, what's that? If we're going to leave, we're leaving together. But can I just say for somebody out there, understand. I mean, listen, I went through heartache. I don't want you. I mean, if you're right now hurting, if you're right now lonely, if you're right now, look, I understand. I've been there. Right. So I always tell people, you know, just know behind the glory, there's always a story. And sometimes the story is so glory. Right. You don't want to give all the details, but I'm just saying that. So I'm just so glad, so blessed to have what I have now. And I want to tell you, I thought there was a day this could never happen. And so I'm telling you, we serve a God that's so good. He can do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And Doc, I can just tell you straight out, I was married for 27 years before. And basically it was my fault. I mean, I thought I was going to save the world overnight. I was traveling 320 days a year, preaching sometimes 3 and 4 times in a day. Wow. You know, I was way out of balance, right? Mm-hmm. And just crashed and lost everything, right? And I just I never thought I could find a woman, a worthy woman like that, a woman of virtue, a woman, you know. And God not just gave me that, gave me something far beyond my expectations. Wow. And so I just want to say, for somebody out there, you might think you're in a hopeless situation. I am telling you, my friend, just keep on keeping on. Just be faithful in the dark when nobody can see. And one of the things we found out when we connected was, you know, I was working on me. She was working on her. And I'm so, this was so crazy. Like, I wanted her to come hear me speak. And she's like, no. She said, I just want to get to know the man. I don't need none of that speak. And I was like, wow. That was powerful, because you know when a brother can speak a little bit, you know, I was like,
hey, you want to put your best foot out there. You want to put Dave's card out there. You want her to see that. Be it, boy, I know if she hear this, she's gonna be impressed. Right. And she is a wise woman, because what she did is basically say, no, I don't want to see your gift. I don't want to see that. I want to see the man. I want to see who you are. And I do like something that you said, that you both were working on each other and working on yourselves inside of that. I think oftentimes when we've gone through a tough time, or we've gone through those things, you know, we can be lamenting but not working on ourselves. We can be feeling sorry for ourselves but not working on ourselves. We can withdraw. We can find things to be distractions, but we're not working on ourselves. But I do think until we begin to work on ourselves, we're not ready for someone to come into our lives. We're not ready to receive someone in our lives. And I think your story, it's powerful, because it does give hope to this, that you don't have to allow your past to define you. Think too often time that people, we live in our past, and if we're not careful, people will keep us in our past. You know, but that's a reason why we have to continue to look up ahead of us. I often say there's a reason why the windshield is a big mirror, a big window, and the rearview mirror is a small one, because we're not meant to be looking at where we've been. We've got to be looking at towards where we're going and not allowing what has happened to define who we are now. So I commend you inside of that. I heard you now. You lit up, though. You did light up when you were describing what you saw there. You know, you heard the voice, and man, he was gone. He saw the picture and he rewrote the scripture. The 23rd division of Stan. The Lord is my shepherd and I see what I want. And from that point on, though, it sounds like from that point on, under two different circumstances, you were reluctant to go internet date. What are you talking about? She didn't even know. She got set up and didn't even know it. And here was two people who had no idea. That was not even either one of your repertoires, far as going that route. And look what happened. A divine intersection happened inside of all that. And that's encouraging. That's worth an offering right there. But anyway, go ahead.
well, can I say also, so for somebody, again, that's in a hopeless situation, first of all, we use hope in a very careless way. In the Bible, the word hope is a well-founded, well-grounded expectation of the future. Mm-hmm. So again, a well-founded, well-grounded expectation of the future. See, hope allows me to live today as if tomorrow were yesterday. Oh, come on. Let me say it again. I said, hope allows me to live today as if tomorrow were yesterday. So as you said, Doc, folks, you can't allow your past. It's not a sentence. It's a lesson. Exactly. It's meant to be a lesson. And so instead of being focused and stuck on the past, you got to be focused on the promises. And so in the book, by the way, we wrote a breakthrough marriage prayer that really defines a lot of it. Can I give this to your listeners and audience? Okay, so here's a breakthrough marriage prayer, and page 58, it says, Lord, love my mate through me today and love me through them. Because I keep telling brothers and sisters, this is one of the key secrets, that me praying that God would love Nadia through me and that God would love me through Nadia. Okay, so anyway, Lord, love my mate through me today and love me through them. Pass your unconditional love through me today so I can be everything I need to be and and everything that they need me to be. Excuse me. I realize that in marriage, we often get 80% of what we want and 20% of what we don't particularly care for. I decide today to focus on the 80% that I like in my mate instead of the 20% that another may have. I'm grateful for my mate today, and I'm committed to our relationship in spite of any challenges we may have had, may be having now, or will have in the future. I will not allow in-laws, family, children, sex, finances, work, or church issues to drive us apart. I realize there are seasons in life and relationships alike. I determine here and now not to allow the cold of winter or the heat of summer, or even the fall to keep me from maximizing the spring of new beginnings. I choose to be happy today in a special way because I have the power of choice. I will speak my mate's love language today of talk, touch, time, tenderness, treasure, or trinkets. I'll make numerous deposits into their emotional love bank with joy. Our marriage is satisfying and fun. We play and pray together. When angry, I will count to 10 before speaking because every word is a seed. I extend and exercise forgiveness. I operate on faith, not fear. I focus on following through with my covenant commitment, and I see us 40 years from now happy, deeper in love, and enjoying the fruits of our covenant. We communicate freely and effectively. Others' negative opinion of me or my relationship is none of my business, and I refuse to allow it to become my reality. I will believe my beliefs and doubt my doubts. We make each other's day. We compliment each other daily. We are an exceptional couple. We do not take each other for granted. We are growing closer, and we are blessed to have each other. It's a wonderful life because a marriage is two deaths and one resurrection.
Wow. That is powerful.
That's powerful.
You just saved some people tonight. Mm. Those are already in a marriage, you just saved them because some of the things you said were so positive and so in alignment, because after a certain amount of time passes, they forget.
Right.
They forget what committed them, what brought them together in the first place. So you just saved somebody. Somebody just had an aha moment.
No, well, a breakthrough moment. They had a breakthrough moment. Come on now.
Yes, breakthrough. Yeah. Not the breakthrough.
the thing I love about it is that you remain consistent. That prayer was consistent with your definition of hope. It was consistent. It was living today as if, you know, living today as tomorrow has as if tomorrow has already happened. You prayed a prayer that was not only prophetic, but it was a prayer that literally it contained. I mean, listen, that was a foolproof, covenant proof type of a prayer. It was that type of prayer. And I think that sometimes when we're going through things, you know, we sometimes lose the, if you would, the mind space to pray what we ought to, because we got to get through the emotion. We got to get through this. We got to get through all that. But praying that type of prayer that you just read to us, praying that type, and put that in the atmosphere and sealing it, and sealing the relationship with that, it speaks volume. It does. It's like I said, I'm sending this out ahead of us, even right now. Listen here, you're going to mess around and make somebody get married again. Go ahead.
I got an acronym for HOPE, I think will bless you. Can I give it to you? HOPE, H-O-P-E, hold on, pain ends.
My God.
Wow.
See, if a person, you're talking about getting a breakthrough. See, a lot of times, and by the way, I tell people, I hate to tell you this, but the truth is, sometimes, as a matter of fact, most times, if not every time, you got to have an overwhelming breakdown before you experience your undeniable breakthrough. See, unless a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it'll bring forth much fruit, right?
Right.
So hope, hold on, pain ends. So one of the things you have to keep in your mind, you have to hold in your mind, okay, I might be hurting now, but hope tells me I won't always be hurting. Come on. Absolutely. Now. Hope tells me a better day is coming. Right now, if you're like me, you want it to come tomorrow, right? It's like, I don't want next week, but sometimes it's months, sometimes it's years. But if you can just hope, hold on, pain ends. And then my second acronym for hope, and that is have only positive expectations. Oh, now we talk about the breakthrough right there. See,
see,
you can't just hold on. See, some people just, they just holding on, but guess what? But they're just holding on. No. When you H-O-P-E have only positive expectations, now you're holding on with a positive expectation. That's what starts becoming like a magnet that starts attracting, right? And so that's what I talk about also in my breakthrough. One of my books, Your Breakthrough is Guaranteed, that Les wrote the afterword for, by the way, Les Brown. And that is, you know, fear and faith are twins. Fear is belief the bad's going to happen. Faith is belief the good is going to happen. What you're afraid of, it will be attracted to you. Job said, the thing that I fear the most has come upon me.
Absolutely.
What you have faith in, you will be attracted to it. Proverbs 10:24, the desire of the righteous shall be granted, right? And so that's why, again, have only positive expectations. And so you have to fight. I'm telling you, you have to fight the flesh that wants to give in, your emotions want to take over and just start saying, well, this is hopeless. There's just no. You got to just maintain that hope. Like scripture talks about being a prisoner of hope. You got to hold on pain ends. You got to have only positive expectations. What y'all got to say about that? Because I got another acronym for hope, but let y'all talk.
Well, wait a minute, Dr. Breakthrough. You know, you said some things regarding your relationship, but people have been shut down in the pandemic and they have children. There's blended families. They got caught unaware because now they're all blending under one roof. Mm-hmm. How do you address that issue for someone that feels trapped and suffocated right now?
Okay. Wow. Great, great question. So it's an opportunity. Again, remember, you usually have an overwhelming breakdown before you can have an undeniable breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And so it's like in a martial arts.
When you break down is because you've actually just released, you've exhausted all your own efforts. So,
yes.
So you're open to what up other possibilities. So
exactly. So yeah. So with the blended situation and again, if a person's just gotten to a place where it's like, oh my goodness. So just realize again, that what seems to be the end with man can prove to be a new beginning with God. It's amazing how God does it. But when we get to the end of our rope, matter of fact, we give God our weakness and he'll take our strength. And so regardless of whatever situation you find yourself in, again, that's why you got to maintain hope, have only positive expectations and say, okay, this is going to change. And matter of fact, I'll never forget one day I was driving down the highway and I pulled over, went to the passenger side, opened the door, and I yelled, "Get out!" I'm sure people looking like, "What in the world is this dude?" And I kicked Murphy out of my car. You know, everything bad that can happen will happen. It'll happen the worst, because that used to be what, you know, that law. And so I wrote my own law, and this will help answer the question. I wrote my own law. It's called Dr. Breakthrough's Law, and it goes like this: anything good that can happen will happen, and it will happen at the best possible time. See, Romans 8:28 teaches us all things work together for good. So everything is good, even when it doesn't seem good, mm-hmm. it still is good if I have the right attitude, the right spirit. Mm-hmm. And so this situation that seems like it's bad, it's going to end up being a lesson. And when I understand it's a lesson, now it will become a great blessing for someone. So yes, I can turn that thing around. But what happens, we get so in our emotions, this thing doesn't look like, I don't like this person. I don't like what they said. I don't like what they did. I don't want to be bothering anyone. No. God doesn't do that to me. It's okay, Lord, what is it here's the key. Here's where the breakthrough comes in. Lord, what is it you're trying to teach me? That's the question we have to ask. What is it you're trying to teach me? What can I learn? What do I need to change? Because I don't know about y'all, I was real good at playing the blame game. B-L-A-M-E, being lazy and manifesting excuses. And so I had to learn to break through that blame game and start realizing, no, there's a part that I have in this. And I have the power of choice so I can turn this thing around. So I'm committed to having a turnaround and breaking through this, right? So in every situation, you can break down, you can break away, you can break bad, which sometimes is easy to do, and have to realize and say to myself, the wrath of Stan worketh not the righteousness of God. Oh, excuse me. Or you can break through, but the greatest key is to learn to break to, because when you break to something, that's when you get your greatest breakthrough. And so, again, I don't want to sound religious, don't want to, because I'm not a religious person, but I'm in a relationship with the living God. And I found that when I get really frustrated and things aren't working right, I need to spend some more time in his presence. I need to break to his presence. And again, open up and say, you know, what are you trying to teach me? Because he has a way of getting my attention. Because, you know, sometimes I think I got it, you know, all together, which is funny. My wife one time said to me, baby, it's like, you just, when you speak, like you like think you're right. I was like, baby, I wouldn't say something if I thought it was wrong. Now, I may be wrong when I say it, but I don't think I'm wrong or else I wouldn't say it. So, I'm always willing to say, okay, hey, I'd be the first one to say, I apologize. I was wrong. I changed, you know, whatever. But at that moment, you know, and that's how people that speak with power, they have to have that congruency. They believe it, you know, but then as we grow, we can find out, okay, what I believed wasn't based on truth. So now I can change, but it was true to me at that moment. I thought it
absolutely
was, right. Okay. So going back then, so having that hope, and again, going to the Lord saying, okay, what are you trying to teach me? What do I need to change? And here's the biggest one. Are you ready? Cause this is what, oh man, I was like, it's called ego. E-G-O, edging God out. Ego, E-G-O. Everything God opposes. Ego, E-G-O, edging greatness out. And here's the killer, E-G-O, edging grace out. See, it's only the grace of God that can help us to overshadow some of the stuff that's trying to overshadow us. And so these problems, these things that don't seem to be working out right, I'm telling you, and you've been there. We've all been there where it's like, this seemed like an impossible situation. Then all of a sudden the things started to turn around. Why? Because favor and grace came upon us. And when we humble ourselves, when we submit, but a lot of times in my ego, you know, I'm trying to prove to this person that I'm right and that they're wrong, and I'm missing a whole lesson. And so the Bible says, and this is the heart, I'm giving it to y'all because maybe y'all could wrestle with it a little bit because it beat me up, right? Philippians 2, I think verse 3, look not every man on his own things, but every man on the things of others. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. So whenever there's quarrel, whenever there's a problem, say, look, were you esteeming the other person or were you esteeming your own self? And so that's where the conflict comes in. So we have to learn to say, okay, who's going to be the bigger person and to humble themselves? And sometimes apology is not because you were wrong. Sometimes an apology means you value the relationship. You value the repairing of the relationship. And so COVID, here's what happened. We were busy and COVID covered up for some people. And my wife and I, we talked about it several times. Like, we're just so grateful that in our family, that thank God that we, you know, we did have that loving relationship. And basically we've been living this way anyway. Like, you know, so it was like, it wasn't anything different for us, but a lot of our friends and a lot of people we're associated with, I mean, they're really going through.
And right.
So these are a few things. Exactly. But these are a few things, the thoughts I think that can help us. I mean, it's not easy, but see, we got to start looking for solutions. But I was always like, okay, this is the problem. This is the problem. This is the problem. And Nadia's always great at, okay, now what's the solution? Oh, but see, I just trying to prove how right I am. Right. I just trying to get my point across. I just trying to, I think that's where some of the friction. So let's back up. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with counseling, especially you can do it even through Zoom. And I think some people really need to do that.
Absolutely.
During this time. Yeah.
There's wisdom in a multitude of counsel. And sometimes we need to hear from outside because in our own eyes, we're right. In our own eyes, we're going to hold on to it. And when that's coupled with this win-loss mentality, and that's almost, that is human nature, win and loss. You think
that's
about
that's the ego.
It's the ego part. Somebody's got to, you know, it's like somebody's got to win. It's going to be me. And so I'm going to fight for that. I'm not going to allow you to win here. And sometimes, you know, I heard somebody say, listen, you got to choose sometime whether you want to be right or you want to be happy. Sometimes.
That's a good one, Dr. J.
Because sometimes if I want to be happy, being right is not the object here. Like you said, because I apologize doesn't mean that necessarily I am the culprit that I did something wrong, but I value the relationship. So guess what? I want to be happy. I want you happy. And guess what? This here is not worth me staking my flag in the sand and saying, I was right and you lost this one. Not at all. And as simple as that sounds, that becomes the linchpin for many people, even when they hold on to anger, when they hold on to situation, when they hold on to unforgiveness. It's because the fact you must know unequivocally, bona fide, that you were wrong, I was right, you blew it, and I was right all the time. Really, that's not the issue here. So you're right, and we still don't have any peace in the house. You're right, and we're still at odds. You're right, and we still can't get along. Tell me the value of being right again. There's no value there. So we have to be willing to do, even as you're saying, you know, sometimes being quick to forgive, sometimes understanding the fact that some things is not worth me, if you would, continue to allow it to implode. Because a lot of things, relationship implodes because of the fact I refuse to deal with what's there. Or I need to come out with what I consider my victory. At the end of the day, it's not much victory if it's like the woman, and let me use the woman example, it's like the woman who screams and yells all day and all the time about the house, and that wasn't right, and that wasn't right, and that was right, and finally nobody's at the house but her. She's got a clean house. But she ain't happy. She's now there by herself, and now she thinks, man, you know what? It really wasn't all that bad. Because she goes back and she understands, she begins to understand substance versus symbols. Substance versus symbols. What was the substance? And then you talked about solution. Oftentimes, when we find solution, we will find something substantive that is there. Oftentimes, when we hold on to arguments and things, those are symbols. Once again, I want that trophy. I want that trophy to say I was right. I want that trophy to say I won. And at the end of the day, you and your lonely trophy will be by yourself. And the substance that you could have had to pull it together is gone. So I definitely can appreciate those nuggets. Most definitely.
But Dr. Stan, we talked about relationships, and I want you to give the title of your book again, because I'm sure it will bless a lot of men and women and marriages. So yes, if you can give that information.
Yes,
and here's your website, drbreakthrough.com.
Yes, it could be found on there. And there's actually on the book, the marriage book, there's a website just for it, ChristianComputerLove.com. ChristianComputerLove.com, mm-hmm. Right? And so Nadia and I wrote it together. As a matter of fact, somebody said, I can tell the chapters Nadia wrote, and I can tell the chapters you wrote, because you go all over the place. Nadia just goes boom, 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 right? But ChristianComputerLove.com, and there's a few extra things on there as well. Of course, on drbreakthrough.com, they can find it. But again, we just want to bless folks and be, you know, I mean, it's you know, Nadia came from a broken background. You know, I came from a broken background, and it's amazing how God's given us just a special grace. It's like even today, I mean, we were out the other day, and they, you know, how long you've been married? We tell me like, there's no way. I thought you guys were like newlyweds or something, you know, and it's like, you know, but we work on keeping the honey and the honeymoon. And sometimes what people don't understand, your failures of your past, you can allow it to push you. Here's what I put. Pain and adversity causes some men and women to break. It causes others to break records, right? So the best revenge you can get, the best thing for your past that didn't come out right, instead of lamenting all the time over it, what you decide, you're going to do something different, something better, and you're going to learn and change from those. And that's why even I do challenges a day, because you won't change unless something challenges you, right? And so we wrote the book to challenge people to encourage them, ChristianComputerLove, And again, ChristianComputerLove.com is a website, but you should be able to find it on Dr. Breakthrough as well. But on ChristianComputerLove.com, there's a few extra things there, and just to be a blessing to you. And one of the things that Nadia and I have learned to do is to let each other be each other, right? Like, I'm a super public, out in front, if you can't tell, extrovert. She is an extra introvert, right? I mean, she's a behind the scenes. I mean, there's people that they're like, oh man, we want y'all to do a marriage thing. I'm like, if I'm going to speak, my wife, you ain't going to see her.
My husband's the same way. I do all the talking and he just be like.
And she loves being behind the scenes. And so early on, because I'm such a speaker that people love, and by the way, I'm gonna throw a little tidbit. When I started speaking many years ago, I hated my speaking, and everybody else hated it.
I never look at anything, just like we do this show. I will never look at it.
Well, let me maybe you might. Well, maybe
I've been on. I've done radio for almost 12 years, wow. And I've never replayed a show. I've never looked at a YouTube. When I've spoken at churches, I've never replayed it. I don't look at it. Only way I know how things went is if somebody told me. And the only reason why I'm on the air is because so many people's like, when are you coming back? And I was like, well, I guess I better be doing something good. And then my husband was like, you've been off there. You seem to be pretty good at it. Why don't you get back on it? And I was like, because he was like, no, you need to do it. So it's him that pushed me to get back on the air to share. So, but I've never gone back and revisited anything.
By the way, I'm glad. Tell your husband I'm glad that he pushed you, because if he hadn't pushed you, I wouldn't have got a chance to meet Doc. And then you wouldn't have me on. Somebody who's being blessed, somebody who's being touched by what we're saying would have never been touched, would have never been blessed. And so that's the power of what we have to understand, you know. But again, I always tell people, you got to let people run within their lane. And so if she wants to be behind the scenes, fine. So I'm not going to try to get her out. I'm not going to try, because a lot of times I'm like, baby, it'll just be so good. Matter of fact, even when I preach in churches, like they want to get, you know, can you come sit up front? I tell them, no, my wife doesn't do that. My wife going to sit back wherever she want to sit. Y'all leave her alone. I'm here to preach. Let her alone. Right. Mm-hmm. But, in the early beginning, it was like, no, I want my wife to be up here with me. You know what I mean? And then I'd stop and realize, no, that's not her. Why am I trying to make her into something? You know what I mean? And so when you give people the space, then they can start blossoming and blooming. Right.
That's true.
But that was a hard lesson for me, because, you know, I'm kind of aggressive and I'm kind of this the way it should be.
The traditionalist in us comes out at time, and we try to conform to it, and we try to set things that way. And that is a lesson, because we are different. You know, we're different in personality. We also are different in calling. And I think what happens, I do believe the church world went through a whole period of time where we kind of set up these, what I call these pseudo models, like, well, God called one, he calls the other, but maybe not necessarily the same thing at the same time. And so guess what? Now, all of a sudden, we're forcing people out there that wasn't their gift, that wasn't their call. And now, you know, and hold up. And we're punishing folks, got to listen to them out of their call. People got to endure stuff like, oh, goodness gracious, do we have to? But we did it because we figured we had to. And really, their gift was probably somewhere else. Who they were was somewhere else. And that's what we should have been nurturing. But, you know, we get caught up. But, you know, the thing I love about you already is that I've seen, even in your story, your ability to admit where I'm wrong and your permission to yourself to learn from it and grow. There are people who will prevent themselves from growing because it's too painful for them to admit that they were wrong. You know, so it's like, okay, I know I want to grow, but I'm not going to admit that I'm wrong. No, admit that I'm wrong, because growth signifies that I'm no longer where I was. Growth signifies that I am matured from where I was. And I think that's what this thing is all about. It's about maturity. When things don't get watered, when things don't get refreshed, they die. Love dies. Marriage dies. We have to be refreshing inside of that. And if I've already reached the apex of who I am, then they might as well go ahead and bury me. But if I've already concluded the fact that I've not reached an apex, then let's grow and let's continue to grow together. Let's continue to do what needs to be done. And I'm sitting there thinking about your book. I'm glad everyone knows that it's called Christian Computer Love. Not like the old, the song by the old group Zap. Zap at that computer love. You remember that? With the whole thing.
Yeah, we had to put that distinction on there, Christian, because yeah, right. Everything we do
you
is
trying to come back in royalty, right?
Well, I know that chemistry is the best potion for love.
Come
because
on,
because when you have chemistry, that's what they say covers a multitude of sins, because of the fact that the chemistry creates a balance in the relationship where it's no longer the I but the we and us. And together you can move forward. Now, in the relationship process, we've covered that foundation, but there's people that are going through financially and they need a breakthrough. They don't necessarily know what the word of God says about giving and it shall be given and tithing and stuff like that. So how can people get a breakthrough in their finances?
Well, first of all, let me just say, let's just back up in the whole principle, the breakthrough. See, I teach what's called transcendent principles. So the transcendent principles mean is that I can be speaking on one topic and people end up getting breakthroughs on this area, this area, and this area. And so here it is. So first of all, understand the breakthrough. I had it messed up at first, like a lot of people. See, right. I thought barriers were made to stop me. Mm-hmm. I found out barriers are only made to stop two kinds of people. Okay. Barriers are made to stop those who are not sincere. Barriers are made to stop those who are not committed. But to those of us who are sincerely committed, I can't speak for everybody else. I know about me, and I believe you two are sincerely committed, right?
Right.
So for those of us who are sincerely committed, I got great news. Barriers were made to be broken. Man, when I realized that, I was like, man, because before I even got religious of some stuff. Oh, it must not be the will of God.
That's always a good bailout, yeah, right?
I mean, I wanted, but man, it's the barriers. There's too many barriers. But see, the Bible says, 1 Corinthians 16:9, there are great door and effectuals open unto me, and there are many adversaries. So some folks get so focused on the adversaries, they miss the great open door. I always say when God gets the blessing, the devil gets the messing. Some folk are stressing, but we keep pressing. Why? Because, my friend, I'm focused on that great open door, not the many adversaries that try to get me sidetracked. My beautiful wife, man, one of the things she taught me to change my life, she's like, baby, don't be distracted by the distractions. In other words, you're on track. So when you go back to the breakthrough thing. So when I learned this principle about the breakthrough, then I started being able to apply it to different areas of my life. But the breakthrough, let me real quick give you this illustration, and that is this. The breakthrough is like that rocket ship when it takes off. It's moving very slowly. There's all kind of combustion, but it's moving very, if you've seen it on television, very slowly. And if the rocket ship were human, it'd say something like this. Man, I'm doing all this work, and nothing seems to be working. But a rocket ship's not human. It doesn't run based off its emotions. So guess what? It just does what it was programmed to do. So it continues just to do what it's doing and just, it starts moving. It starts gaining momentum and gaining momentum and gaining momentum. Now watch this, my friend. As it keeps gaining momentum, it starts going faster and faster. Now they tell me right before it breaks through the Earth's atmosphere, right before it breaks through escape velocity, it begins to rotate wildly as if it's about to be shaken to pieces. Again, if it were human, I could hear it saying something like this. This is not fair. I'm doing everything I know to do. This ain't working. I'm just throwing it down.
Yeah.
But it's not human. It doesn't go based off its emotions.
Okay.
So it just does what it was designed to do. And they tell me the next instant, bam, you hear a loud boom. And as it breaks through the Earth's atmosphere, that rocket ship is traveling 25,000 miles per hour. And it will virtually use no more fuel for the rest of the trip. Out of the 1 million pounds of fuel that a rocket ship uses, 95% is from takeoff to escape velocity. But once it breaks through escape velocity, it'll virtually use no more fuel. So here's what I tell people. The breakthrough is both sudden and gradual. Everybody loves that sudden part when it breaks through the Earth's atmosphere. But honey, without the gradual part, you never get the sudden part. And so when you take off, when you decide, and so people have to understand that, my friend. So here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. In any area you want to break through, you have to remember the illustration of the rocket ship. And that is, my friend, it's sudden and it's gradual. So you got to start doing something right now consistently knowing that somewhere down the road, it's going to be like, it's going to seem like overnight, bam. And by the way, when it happens, people are like, wow, you're an overnight success. It's like, no.
Baby. Right.
Right. So, but the key is you have to understand that. It's like that caterpillar that's ugly. The caterpillar sometimes moving very slow. But after a while, it gets in the cocoon. And by the way, that's why I tell people, I'm not a motivational speaker. I mean, not against them. The motivational speaker is like trying to get the caterpillar move a little faster. We would agree, caterpillars need to move faster. Mm-hmm. But guess what? I am the world's first breakthrough speaker. So I assist the caterpillar in the cocoon. And eventually, out of the cocoon is a beautiful butterfly. So it's beyond motivation. It's total transformation. But that butterfly, that caterpillar, when it's in a cocoon, it's a dark place. It's a lonely place. It's a seemingly impossible to get out of place. But as he struggles and he pushes, eventually, my friend, the blood goes and is able to transform. By the time he opens up, he has beautiful, or she has beautiful wings that she can now fly away. And so that's all part of a process, my friend. And so Right. Listen, but here's how you shorten the process sometimes, especially when it comes to finances. But first realize, oh, the breakthrough, before the breakthrough, it seems like there's all struggle and little or no success. Let me say that again. Before the breakthrough, it seems like there's all struggle and little or no success. I am telling you, my friend, I remember doing this and trying this and doing this and doing this. Like, here's the key, though. But after you start breaking through, it's crazy. Seems like it's all success and little or no struggle. It's crazy.
Right.
I mean, when you need the money, nobody will loan it to you or help you or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And when you don't need it, they just throwing it at you. So if you want to get a financial breakthrough, my friend, you want to find a financial vehicle, but you got to get a coach. You got to get a mentor. I call it a manifesting mentor. You got to get somebody who is astute in that arena, in that area. And by the way, my beautiful wife, again, when we got married, she said, baby, we don't want to spend money. We only want to circulate money. Now, first of all, I was like, wow, hit the jackpot. Because you marry a beautiful woman, especially somebody super classy. You know it's going to cost you. But I'm like, I gladly pay, right? Mm-hmm. But now she's telling me we ain't going to spend any money. She said, we're just going to circulate money. I said, now, but what does that mean? And she said, well, when you spend money, it's gone forever. She said, when you circulate money, it goes out and it comes back. A never-ending cycle of increase in enjoyment. I was like, wow, say that again. She said, when you spend money, it's gone. But when you circulate money, she said, it goes out and comes back. A never-ending cycle of increase in enjoyment. And then we're going to have our money come back with babies. I was like, wow. From now on in the Harris household, we're going to look for ways where we can circulate the money. So we started getting involved with systems and concepts that allow us to do this. Matter of fact, last night, without exaggeration, my wife made an extra $1,234 in 24 hours circulating some money. So what I'm saying is, but again, you have to understand.
Yeah, but what does that look like? You talk about circulating money. What does that look like? Is that stock?
Now, in her case,
investments. So there's, you know, there are people listening that say, you know, but I'm in a hard place where I don't have any finances to even circulate. All I got is me. But what I say to people is, you know, you have in your hands what you need in order to get to the next level, because your wealth is based on your ability to think. It's not based on what somebody gives you or what's in your pocket. It's based on your ability to think. And once you have peace of mind, you're able to think of ways that you can generate money. You supply for the demand. And I like what you said about getting a mentor, somebody that's doing what you're doing. So you can Google information and find out who's doing what you aspire to do and then put that in motion. There's so much money in communities right now available for individuals that want to start businesses. And also, you know, you can get a mentor that's doing it and come on as a protege.
Exactly.
And spin off from there.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, in 2 Kings chapter 4, there was a woman who lost her husband. And back then, the man was the sole provider for the home. lost her husband, was about to lose her children to the debtor. So you couldn't just declare bankruptcy or anything. You know? And so, but she goes to the man of God, Elisha. And so I believe she was looking for offering because she said, thy servant, my husband is dead. Not my husband, thy servant. See, because he was going to school to prophets. He was studying to be a minister.
My breadwinner is dead. Exactly. What you got for me?
and so he said to her, now, if he'd have been like most people, he'd have been moved by his emotions and said, okay, here you go. But he knew if he gave her a handout, that would help her in the short run. That wouldn't do it in the long run. And that wouldn't help her with her dignity. So literally he said, let me ask you a question. And this is the power of a mentor. Because first you need a mentor that'll help you to have a mental shift. He got her to stop thinking about what she didn't have and focus on what she does. He said, what do you have in your house? She said, well, I don't have anything except, oh, stop. Don't devalue. Don't belittle. No, I got a pot of oil. Good. We're going to use that. I'm telling you, every single person that tells me they're broke, busted, and disgusted. Now, I tell people straight up, if you're broke, I can help you. If you're poor, I can't help you. Broke is a temporary inconvenience. Poor is a state of mind. Because, see, I could tell you, show you everything else, but you're like, that ain't going to work for me. That ain't going to work for me. And you're right, because you said that you won't. So here's the deal, though. But if you're like this woman, and she says, okay, I just got this pot of oil. He said, okay, here's what we're going to do. And he gave her a plan, and she worked the plan using what little she had there. Everybody right now probably got one of these in their house. I make money from this every single day. By the way, I've got a free challenge coming up. I'm telling you now, because people want to make money. Guess what? We got a day where we got multiple seven-figure earners going to teach people for free. They can sign up for free and learn for free. And why am I doing this? Because I tell you, I remember when I didn't have anything and these people wanted all this money. And like you said, I was willing to sell. I had to sell stuff. I did all kinds of stuff. Everybody's not as committed as I am, but I'm saying this. And by the way, I'm going to tell y'all something. I remember a day in this book, I talked in Your Breakthrough Guarantee. Lady said, you got to tell them to go to page 81st. I remember a day when I was homeless, I was carless, and I was phoneless. But guess what? But I had something up in here, like she said, and I understand. It's not a lack of resources; it's a lack of resourcefulness. And I leveraged some stuff, and literally, my friend, a company called me, wanted me to do some training and speaking for. I said, "I'll do it," and started a home-based business, network marketing. A lot of people don't like it, but I can tell you what: 4 months from the day I started, I was making $25,000 a week. Now, I know that sounds crazy. I probably wouldn't believe you, but I believe me because I got the checks, okay? But I know what it is to be homeless, carless, phoneless, and then 4.5 months later be making $25,000 a week. Are y'all with me? And by the way, I'd never made that much before, but it came because I paid a mentor, and a mentor, I asked him, what's the worst day of your life? He said, it's when I lost 12 million. I said, you had 12 to lose? And I said, but what did you do? He said, well, I said to myself, if I did it before, I can do it again, but I can do it faster and with less effort because I'm wiser now. And that changed my whole life. See, she got a mentor. He helped have a mental shift, get her mind off of what she didn't have, got her mind on to what she did have. And then he helped her to use that as leverage of what she did have to get what she wanted, my friend. And then he taught her some methods that she wasn't used to, but she submitted to him. And before the story is over, she pays off all her debts, and her children live the rest of their lives off the profit. So if you really want to have a financial breakthrough, here's what I'm going to tell you now. I've got a 16-year-old who's going to be speaking, has gotten having financial breakthroughs. I've got several seven-figure earners, my friend. I mean, I am telling you, my friend. Listen, I'm telling you, you can get it for free. So breakthroughfreedomchallenge.com, www.breakthroughfreedomchallenge.com. We're going to be starting this Sunday night. Tom Ziegler, the son of Zig Ziegler, he's going to be speaking, starting it off. But I've got, you know, Dr. Fran Harris, Alicia Little. I mean, I've got some very powerful. Peter Wolfing, who helped people make over $2 billion. Matter of fact, he's a guy that had a company that I used to be his international training director. And I personally sponsored 898 people in his company. And it blossomed in the 6.5 years Nadia worked with me. We did it together. And we ended up having a team of 1.5 million people. I mean, we're making $22,000 a day. I mean, I went to one church to preach. I said, Pastor, look at my back office. And I said, the next day, 24 hours later, you tell me how much I make. He said, man, $22,000. I said, yeah, I won't need an offering. I'll leave you with one. And that's one of the things I want to do. I want to empower God's people, my friend. Deuteronomy 8:18, he gives us the power to create wealth. But a lot of people, they don't understand that. So I beg you, I plead with you, if you need a breakthrough, would you come to the Breakthrough Freedom Challenge absolutely free? Now, I've been paid as much as $47,000 to speak 1 hour. I get $500 consistently an hour to coach people in business. But I'm telling you, it's going to be absolutely free. Everything's on the website. Now, there is a seven, if you want to upgrade for $7, get $4,000 of the bonuses. But you didn't have to do that. You know, I'm just telling you, breakthroughfreedomchallenge.com. One day we're going to talk about professional freedom. One day we're going to talk about breakthrough financial freedom. We want to show you how to have a laptop lifestyle. We're going to show you about a lady, Alicia Little, who in 24 hours made seven figures. Then her husband yielded her, ran off everything, left her on a couch with her sister, literally. That's where she had to. And then she came all the way back now making multiple seven figures. She's going to be teaching and telling. Dr. Fran Harris, maybe some of you saw her on WHTG TV. I mean, we got all these powerful speakers that are going to be pouring. They're not just speaking. We got some folks that will be going teaching you, showing you step by step. And it's all through the Zoom on the computer. So again, breakthroughfreedomchallenge.com. You'll see all the information there. If I could be able to, it's my gift to you, because when COVID hit, I lost four income streams. And guess what? I established seven new ones in place of those.
Okay, well, good. Thank you so much for that information. We're out of time, actually. Any closing remarks? We have 2 minutes left.
Okay.
Dr. J, you have anything you want to add?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you, Dr. Breakthrough. Very great insight inside of it. We understand that opposition and opportunity oftentimes disguises one another, and that when we can discern between the two, that listen, that opposition becomes an opportunity not only to overcome, but to really to overtake. And so we're very blessed by that. The other thing I just want to say in asking inside of what you're doing, I first of all, I want to make sure folks go out and get your Christian Computer Love. I will be ordering that myself. Everything, not that I'm looking at anything, but just so I can know that I can encourage other folks along the way.
I autograph it to you too, bro.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that. But thank you. Some powerful nuggets, some powerful principles here that is great. And I believe that it will help anybody, whether they're in a pandemic, whether they're in an epidemic, or whether they just need to get out of the predicament that they're in. I believe that this is very powerful.
Right. And those of you that are tuning in, thank you so much for joining us. And I want you to visit Dr. J's website, www.destinybychoice.org. He has some great information on there, and he's a speaker and coach as well. So make sure you visit his website, and also visit fromthesoulofawoman.com and become a soul partner. And what that means is you're partnering with us to continue doing what we're doing. I have four books I've written. One is my bestseller, my first book, From the Soul of a Woman. Love Shouldn't Hurt. So I invite you to go to the website and get that. And thank you so much, Dr. Breakthrough. And I know that some couples are going to be tuning in and looking at your book, ChristianComputerLove.com.
Can I give a poem as I close out?
Okay.
Fleecy locks. Fleecy locks and black complexion cannot forfeit nature's claim. Skin may differ, but affection dwells in black and white the same. Rise so tall as to reach the pole, to glance at the ocean at a span. I must be measured by my soul. The mind is the standard of a man. And Dr. Breakthrough says, what you put in your head that affects your heart determines what comes to your hand. If you want more coming to your hand, put more in your head that affects your heart. If you go to www.breakthroughfreedomchallenge.com, I believe I'll be able to do that. God bless you. Thank you for having me. It's been a privilege and a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. Enjoy it. We look forward to you tuning in with us next Tuesday, 8 p.m. for another Hot Topics from the Soul.
Absolutely.